Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your real estate news for March 20th, 2025. So the Federal Reserve yesterday, they didn't cut rates. So why did rates go down and the stock market rally? Great question. That's what we're going to talk about in today's video. We're going to go over things such as the Federal Reserve, what they monitor and why. Other three things through here, the dot plot. They came out with the dot plot yesterday. This is really what shook up the markets. And then they also came in and said they're going to reduce their portfolio runoff. What in the heck does that mean? That's what we're going to talk about in today's video. So let's get to it. My name is Dan Freo. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer licensed in all 50 states, where my slogan is one application, one credit pool. I'm going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. So how do we do that? I'll give you all that information at the end of this video. It's pretty intriguing, and I think you're going to like it. So let's get over to it. Mortgage rates dropped a little bit yesterday. Is that rate deterioration going to continue today? Well, let's look at the data and figure that out. So today I'm going to give you short-term, mid-term, and long-term reviews or forecasts on where rates are going to go and the whys behind it. So let's get over to it. Here's what the Federal Reserve monitors. This is basically the economy at a glance. They're focused in on inflation, unemployment, and the GDP. Okay, so the GDP is right behind my head. But right here is what we're focusing in on. This is the federal funds rate. This is the rate that they control. They came in yesterday and they said, they're not going to do anything with this. Okay, so you have to understand it's 4.25 to 4.5. Let's get over to see this thing right through here. This is the dot plot that just came out yesterday. And this is where it's kind of signaling two rate cuts. And this was what took the markets by storm yesterday. So let me make sense of this for you. So the Federal Reserve, they meet about every 6 weeks, but every quarter, the voting members put a dot next to where they expect the federal funds rate, thus the dot plot. Okay, so here's the federal funds rate over here, the expectations, and here's the year down here at the bottom. Okay, right through here is where they put their dots. Okay, here's the intriguing thing. Right now, the federal funds rate is 4.25 to 4.5, right? So we go to here, and right here is 4.25 to 4.5. It'd be those four dots right through there. So four members, let me scooch this up a little bit. So four members of the Fed said, well, they're going to keep rates there the whole year, all right? Well, four members voted, and there's going to be a 0.25% cut. Well, the majority of the people put right through here. So what does that mean? Well, it means two rate cuts. So this is from the Fed. This isn't an economist. This isn't me. This is actually Fed members putting dots up. So that's a great signal. Another piece that they gave us was, as debt ceiling looms, the Fed tweaks its portfolio runoffs. Now, what is this? So you have to understand what caused rates to go as low as they possibly did, like at 2%, 3%, 30-year fixed rates back in 2000, 2001, is because the Fed came in and they were buying up mortgage bonds. Let's take a look at the mortgage bond market so you can understand this. Okay, so here's a mortgage bond. It's up 13 ticks right now. That's good news. That's saying mortgage rates are going to come down a little bit. But you have to understand how bonds work, okay? So this gives us the price of a bond. What I explain every day on my channel is, as the price of the bond goes up, which you're seeing 13 ticks right now, is that means rates are coming down or yields are coming down. When the price goes up, rates come down. Okay, so what happened back when, you know, when the COVID hit, and how rates got to like 2% and 3%, is the Fed was coming in and they were buying up this bond right here, mortgage bonds. They're buying it up in like $30-40 billion a month. Okay, so they're driving the price up because as soon as it came on the market, they're buying. So again, as the prices go up, yields come down. That's how we got yields to get as low as we got them. Well, the unfortunate part is now the Federal Reserve holds all this debt, okay, because they bought mortgage bonds and they bought treasury bonds. So now what they've done over the last year or two, they've been selling those bonds into the market. Well, you and I know there's way too much government debt out there, so the government's flooding the market with bonds. Mortgages are still, you know, going in there. Corporate bonds are still flooding the markets. So you have a saturation of bonds. Well, that's causing the prices to go down and rates to go up, and the spreads between government bonds and mortgage bonds to increase even greater. Well, this news that they came out with yesterday is basically saying they're going to reduce their amount of what they're selling. They were selling in the tune of about $60 billion a month in treasuries. $60 billion. Well, June of last year, they reduced that in half to 30. Now they're reducing it down in half again, and the guidelines are reading like 10 or 15 or something like that. So this is a huge win for the bond market because we're not going to have a flood of bonds in the market. So this should help stabilize the market. Huge news that a lot of people, I think, missed. Okay, so that's those two big pieces of the puzzle that we're going to talk about, or we've talked about. Now, some more good news that's come in is U.S. existing home sales top estimates rebound from bad weather. So existing home sales just topped estimates. Let's get over to the economic calendar we have for today, because this is going to play a big role in what happens today and actually tomorrow. So the biggest news we had today so far was initial jobless claims. Let's get over to Rick Santelli. I like how he does this. He does it with a little more flair than I do. So let's get over to Rick Santelli at the CNBC to see his take on initial jobless claims, what his thoughts are and all this stuff. When he comes back, or when he's done, I'm going to go through the economic calendar line by line so you understand what's coming tomorrow, or today and tomorrow, that will be affecting these things right through here. So let's get over to Rick Santelli at CNBC to see what his take is on the jobs market.
We only got 10 seconds before we get to initial jobless claims. Rick Santelli is standing by at the CME in Chicago. Rick, you got the numbers, please.
Yes, well, let's see. We're expecting claims. This is for the initial claims the week of March 15th and continuing claims, of course, a week in arrears, March 8th. 224,000 expected on initial, darn close, 223,000, which means it's up 2,000 from a very slightly revised 221,000. We continue to be so well behaved. We haven't been above 250,000 since the first week in October, of course, of last year. Continuing claims, nudging a bit closer to 1.9 million, but close to expectations, 1,892,000. Rearview mirror, we degraded last week a bit from 1,870 to 1,859. The key there is last time we had a reading at 1.9 million, well, it was January, second week of January of this year. Now, if you go back to last time that happened, of course, you're all the way back to November of 2021. Philly Fed is out. I always like to pay attention to that. The business outlook expected to be a positive number, and it is. Comes in at 12.5. Last month was 18, to give you a sequential notion of how it's doing there. The last negative number was decent of last year, the last month of 24, when it was minus 11. And finally, we're looking at current account balance. It was started in 1960. The current read is minus $303.9 billion. In the rearview mirror, minus $310.3 billion was the biggest current account deficit ever going back to 1960. Pre-COVID, the biggest number we had was minus $218 billion, and that was in 2006. We see that interest rates have moved down since the Fed meeting, 394 right now in a two-year. That makes it down, what, down 4 basis points? And keep in mind, these are the lowest intraday yields in a two-year for exactly 1 week. 1 week ago, Thursday, March 13th. If you look at a 10-year, Joe, it's at 419. That's minus 5. These are the lowest intraday yields since a week ago, Tuesday, which would have put it at March 11th. Everybody debating why rates are down. I heard Guy Adami, one of my favorites, talk about balance sheet runoff being the spigot turned off a bit. Hey, anything's possible. We never get a memo on these things. My own notion is, let's see, less growth, less inflation, abilities to bring it back down to 2%. We have less pretty much of everything going on within the U.S. economy, and I think that is the main notion going on. So we want to watch how the yield curve moves to give us more hints. I think the real key here is to watch a two-year and to see how close it stays to 4%. Back to you.
Fantastic. So that's what we got. So let's recap the economic calendar we have. So Thursday, here's what we got. Continued jobless claims came in, I'll just say, right on point. Let me get my head out of the way so you can see the entire screen. Okay, so here's the economic news for today and tomorrow. So we have continued jobless claims right through here. Last reading was 1.85. Expected to go to 1.89. It did go to 1.89, so right on point. Initial jobless claims, 221 previously. Expected 224. It came in at 223. Right on point. Let's go other information. Here's the number. Existing home sales, minus 4.7 previously, plus 4.7 this time. Existing home sales, 4 million previously. They thought it would drop to 3.9, came in at 4.2. So a lot of this data is actually positive news for the housing market. So let's do a recap of some of these things. So right now, mortgage rates, they're poised to go down a little bit. We have the Federal Reserve, all their data right through here. All this data is coming in kind of on point based on Rick Santelli's. The dot plot signaling two rate cuts are coming. Let's see what the equity markets are doing right now. The equity markets are loving this information still. Stock futures, this has to be rewind because they're still rallying. We got the Dow Jones, basically the equities across the board in the green. We have oil up in the green as well. We don't like that. We have the 10-year treasury right above my head dropping. So fantastic news so far today, folks. So mortgage rates continue. Let's check the bond market one last tick. Mortgage MBSs are up 11 ticks. You can see it's kind of flat. So not really going to see a huge move in rates today, but we got fantastic news for the future at least. So if you're out there trying to look for that first house or maybe looking to refinance, I'd love to help you. Let me explain who I am and what I do. So my name is Dan Frio, actually a mortgage loan advisor. I've been doing this for 35 years, folks. I'd love to help you. Take my knowledge and experience, put it to work for you guys. Here's the cool thing about this is I work at a federal bank that gives me a federal license. So I'm licensed all over the entire country. Here's the cool thing is we're set up with 32 lenders right now, 32 other lenders. So think of it. If you apply with us at therateupdate.com, we're not only going to check you with our programs, we have 32 other lenders over here. We can use their rates, their programs, their everything. One has a $6,000 down payment assistance program you might qualify for. Another one has a $4,500 down payment assistance program if you didn't qualify for the $6,001. We have investor loans, such as DSCR loans. We can do reverse mortgages, refinances, anything you're looking to do at this point. A lot of people are looking to refinance with the rates. I was surprised to find out how many people were in like the high sevens, low eights. That's one of you guys, please reach out to us. We'd love to help you. If you're trying to navigate home buying at this point, rates are in your favor, going in your favor right now. So it might be that time. I hate the saying, but it might be where you marry the house and date the rate, because even the Federal Reserve's coming out telling us they're going to cut rates two times this year. And I think with that, an easing of how much they're selling off in the bond markets, it's going to be nothing but good news for rates for the next couple weeks and the next months to come. So here's my projections, what I expect. Short term, we're going to be right about 6.75 tangling in there. You're going to have a little bit of bumps here and there with the tariff news that comes in. About 6 months from now, I'm going to say rates are going to be about 6.5. By the end of the year, we should be about 6.25 to 6.5. We're going to ease gently throughout the year as the tariffs move into place, and they are not as concerning, I think, as people expected them to be, hopefully. And then you're going to see a lot of other easing in the markets, and just maybe we can just get back to normal. The markets don't have to crash, and the markets don't have to go crazy. Maybe it's okay if we just go steady, slow sailing. So that's my report for today, good folks. We will be live today with my buddy Rick out in Arizona. He's a realtor. If you want to check that out, we'll be live at 3:00 Central Time. Ask any questions that you have in regards to home selling. You have going to have an experienced realtor on here as well as me to ask any mortgage questions. But we're here to answer any of those questions for you. And then I'll be live or back at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for today. But if you want to reach out to us, go to therateupdate.com. You can put in your application right up through here. You can put in a consultation. If let's say you don't want to do the application. I kind of don't like doing applications online either. So maybe you want to schedule a consultation call with me to ask any questions or just call in. Scroll down to the bottom of our website, and there's our phone number right through there. So if you want to call 844-775-5626, or you want to reach me personally, just email me at dan@therateupdate.com. Love to answer any questions that you have, folks. Thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic day. We can't wait to see you back here later at our live event.